Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. And by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Wait, we made it this Saturday. Saturday, right?
Yeah, I got my rowboat out.
Ah, goodness gracious, what a day it has been. My goodness, get a boat, you're right.
Actually, well, I enjoyed it. I like
it. Oh, it is. Humidity. Well, there's a certain change there. Anyway, Life in the Fast Lane, talking about the Museum of History today. And we are the crowd here on KTSM AM 690. And also streaming live on our Facebook page. Any second, are we up there? We're almost up there. We'll get there in a minute. But also, we're going to stream on the Remember in El Paso Win page as well. Of course, this is the place in the script. You're following your script, right?
Yes.
Are you ready? Texas history begins in El Paso. And because it does. All right, what else is going on?
Well, people who aren't on Facebook and are not in the area, but they still want to listen to us, they can listen to us live via the internet on iHeartRadio. Go to ktsmradio.com where you click on the Listen Live button, and that takes you right to our show via iHeartRadio. Hey, easy peasy, eh?
You got that history moment thing going?
Yes, we're going to do it on the Great Laundry Strike of 1919.
Can you imagine in 1919?
I bet there were a lot of upset wives that had to do laundry and some men that didn't have wives to do their laundry.
But that's an interesting history moment you found.
And it was, I wish I could go even further. It was very, very detailed how far out it went and all the ins and outs of it. And
let's book a few on the air and we'll talk to them.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, and before I forget.
Yes.
Six Guns and Shady Ladies is back. We're going to be in the East Side 4th of July Parade tomorrow. It starts at 9 a.m. at Montwood and follows the trail to Album Park.
And this is like the first time in a long time
and
or
over
what?
A year, yeah. So it'll be fun. They didn't do a West Side Parade this year.
Did you shine up your bullets? You guys could be rusty.
Yeah, that's about it, I'll tell you that. So, all right. It'll be fun. Bernie will be in his bathtub. So bring your squirt gun.
This is that one, huh?
Yeah. But just shoot Bernie, not the rest of the group.
Yeah, the rest of the group, you don't need that.
Yeah.
And it's humid enough. Humidize Bernie.
Oh, it should be a good day to
be. Oh, that's cool as can be. All right. Talking to history that we do here, I got to think, thinking a couple of months ago, we haven't heard from the History Museum in a while. So I rang them up and said, hey, what do we do? And then they changed, the director left, and then we had to go, okay, now what do we do?
Now we have a new person.
Guess what? We have a brand new person here from the El Paso Museum of History. The curator is Erica Marin, and good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome here.
Well, thank you for having me today.
We're going to ask you to describe the Museum of History generally, and then we're going to go exhibit by exhibit specifically. What a hoot.
Sure.
So tell me your philosophy on El Paso history. Who are you, and how'd you get here?
Okay, so I'm born and bred El Pasoan. I come from, I guess, central El Paso and a little bit of east El Paso. I went to school, my undergraduate degree in conservation. I got that at NMSU. And I got my graduate degree here at UTEP in history.
In history?
Okay.
Yes. So you kind of like know what you're doing.
I sure hope so, yes.
Well, but don't get me wrong, but we've had a few that kind of didn't in the past, and so you're not the leader of the museum at the moment. You're the senior office holder.
I'm currently the curator for the El Paso Museum of History.
Okay.
Yes.
And the whole thing is a fun thing to realize that I went through the museum with you a couple of weeks ago just to meet you and see what the place was like. I was very impressed. Well, what I saw, and I asked you, I said, how much of the work is yours? And you said basically as a curator for 2 years being there, you sort of like made the look of the museum occur that we have now.
Yes, with the team. With the team
of course.
Yes.
You can't do this without Sebastian. I know that.
Cannot do this without Sebastian, without Natasha, without Stephanie, and countless more. But when we started there in January of 2019, one of the first mandates was to think of a way to redo our original Changing Pass permanent exhibition. And so that was one of the first large projects that we worked on. And so what you see today is the work from this team.
We also have some pictures of what you've got. I think Facebook is now up, right, Andrew? Okay, we're cool. Where do I find that? Oh, there you are. You go by the date and you find it. It's July 3rd.
That's amazing how that works.
Son of a gun. There we are on TV. So the Changing Past is the exhibit that you're talking about, and that is the one you see first coming in. The real-time pictures you need to look at are right there in that window over there. This one is actually on Facebook coming back later. And so, yeah, go ahead and put your makeup on if you want to adjust the something.
Smile.
But to see what's on there, you have that, what do you call that, red map, this one. How do you phrase that? That's kind of like the past itself.
That's the past itself. That's the past meandering alongside the river as far as it can go. So that's part of the Camino Real. But more importantly, what we'd like to touch on there in Changing Past is all the smaller histories. We start, of course, with the larger, what we call prehistory or pre-Spanish contact. So we have a gallery dedicated to that and all the different peoples that inhabited this region and descendants. Of course, because people did not disappear. We're still here.
Well, Melissa, wasn't it the deal that when they put the Museum of Archaeology out there and history down there, they basically divided what they were going to do mm-hmm. at the Spanish input. So El Paso became El Paso. He named it. Oñate named it. That became the difference in the museums, right?
Yeah, I think so. The archaeology museum starts at one period of time, which is, I believe, the archaic, and I'm not sure exactly remember how long that goes. And then the Museum of History picks up from there and goes from that point on when we kind of became a city and such.
And it was Oñate's fault that we became a city. Not really, because he blew through here for like 2 weeks, and yet he named El Paso.
No, he didn't name El Paso. That was done by the United States Post Office as El Paso. Well, it was known as El Paso because it was the past.
Was created by Oñate. He named the crossing of the river the Paso del Norte. So that became a point on a map, and it was nothing more. It was
between
where
the two mountains.
The mountains didn't seem to matter because it wasn't the pass between the mountains that he got all excited about, was it? It was the point across the river.
It was the crossing point.
Yeah. So that became a map point for the Spanish. And then when they said, well, we have to go somewhere, we'll go down to the Paso del Norte. And that's only one point right there by La Hacienda, the restaurant. But anyway, that's my point. It's not he named the city. He created the name that became the city. Oh, of course the U.S. government named the city or whoever, Texas. But the thing about who we are and what happens is the changing past. Let's put some more pictures up there and talk about those because we have got a lot of watch that monitor in there because that's the one that's going to be on the air. So talk about what you can see in the upper right there. I hope you can recognize your photos.
Yes, I can. It's a little far for me to see, but So that is actually the end of the exhibition. We end this particular exhibition speaking about the Bracero program and World War II. Yeah, I mean, history continues from there, but that was the best stopping point for the gallery space that we have.
And move on to some more, Andrew. There you go. And so as you go through the galleries, it's easier to see on Facebook itself directly, which is what this is. The problem is, I don't know if I warned you, this monitor here is about a minute behind. So that's the problem. But the thing is, on the galleries that are there, Andrew, just kind of like scroll through them a little bit. And the changing past, this one, I love this one. This one is where you have that big water jug.
We have a big water jug. This particular case or little section is really about the type of goods that the Spanish brought to the Americas. So it talks a little bit about
technologies,
wool, you know, sheep,
cattle,
candles.
Exactly, candles and such. Amazing, the technology. I say it's technology because that's really what it was.
Absolutely.
You know, cooking, different ways of doing items, clothing, how to create clothing.
Certain textiles, implements for farming.
Oh, yeah.
And some such, yeah.
Well, the whole thing about the El Paso History Museum is you need to have something permanent so that somebody who doesn't know our history can walk in and get a pretty good flavor of it.
Sure.
So describe the whole exhibit in general without looking so much at particular pictures.
So This exhibition is, for the most part, an overview of El Paso history. The idea is to present these snippets of time and these small histories, and from there we can expand. That's kind of like the starting point for the rest of the museum. So we do talk about railroad, but that's not the railroad exhibition. Upstairs, we have a full railroad exhibition. So next time, we may say, hey, let's talk about Butterfield Trail. And then we expand that into an exhibition. So that's kind of how we work Changing Pass. Changing Pass is an overview. It's for people here, but it's also for tourists. Tourists come in, they want to know a little bit about El Paso. Here's an overview.
So second floor is basically the overview of the community, whereas more the changing exhibits are downstairs?
No. Part of the project was we moved the permanent exhibit downstairs.
Oh, okay.
So that it is directly accessible to visitors. So that's the first gallery to the left. You get to see what's going on there. And then the rest is changing exhibits.
Oh, cool.
Talk about that big Tom Lee mural.
Oh, Southwest. Yes, so that belongs to the El Paso Public Library, and we are currently housing the mural until it returns back to its home. That mural was created by him and given to the library by he and his wife, Sarah, and he and his wife, Sarah, actually worked on that mural together.
That's a cool thing. It's kind of an abstract because, I mean, what Tom Lee did was amazing. To have it in the History Museum makes a lot of sense. He's over in the Art Museum pretty good, we know that. But for the History Museum, you might as well take a shot at that. The whole idea of history in El Paso, where did you learn what you know about El Paso?
Well, for one, I would say that I was blessed with parents who were very very progressive, and they always wanted me to learn about my own history. My father especially was very much interested in me knowing about museums and history, even though he'll tell you I don't exactly love museums all the time, but it was very important for him to take me as a child. So I always went to museums when we'd go out of town. And then in terms of El Paso history, one of my favorite things that we used to do when I was a kid is my dad would take me around Segundo Barrio, and he'd say, oh, in this corner, this happened to me. Oh, in this corner, this is the first place I got a kiss by a girl.
Oh, my.
Oh, on this corner, this is where they broke my shoe shine box.
Oh, jeez.
And so he has a little story for every spot in Segundo Barrio, and I guess kind of that's where my love of history stems from.
That helps. Yeah. Did you learn about your family?
I learned about my family. I learned how important it is to listen to people and to understand that history isn't just made by the big people who make buildings and who develop partnerships and big trade. It's made by everyday people.
The little stories, yeah.
And their experiences. That's what makes El Paso.
On the Facebook picture, right over your shoulder is Pancho Villa. What do you think about Pancho?
Pancho.
I mean, hey.
Some people love him. Some people hate him.
There you go.
But that's El Paso.
I'm Pancho neutral.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's a good way to put it.
I like that.
Congratulations. You've made it to the top of the list. But the guy was an amazing dude, which is why we made a mural out of him. When we say Texas history begins in El Paso, you got to put him on it.
Amazing strategist. Not so amazing to women, but...
Oh, he was a jerk.
When it but, comes you know,
to that category.
You know, but thanks to him, there was a revolution. Not only owing to him.
No, but...
But here in the north.
What I've said in this mic a few times is that because of him and the effort of that whole thing, the Russians figured out, the peasants can revolt. They saw on a world stage, hey, look, the Mexicans did it. Why can't we do it? Next thing you know, you got a Russian revolt in a similar peasant-up fashion. So I think that's the only credit I'll give the guy. Otherwise, he was not a nice dude at all. Woo! Okay, he's over your shoulder. You don't have to look at him. But the
Bancho neutral.
Oh, thank you. No, good point. Good point. In fact, you probably have to stay neutral on many a question I would like to ask you, but I won't ask you because I know you have to stay neutral. But in the meantime, we're going to take a break. It's one of those moments. We have Erica Marin. I say that correctly with the right emphasis on the right syllable? Erica Marin?
Marin.
Okay. And so we got you here for 2 hours. You are now the ranking executive, shall we say, at the El Paso Museum of History. And I like the way you phrased it. You work with a team. Because I saw when I walked through, I saw people working and doing things. And it's a good group of people down there. And
it is. It's hard working, creative, and fun.
All we got to do is help you with some parking somehow. And you're golden. I know this will work. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute talking about more stuff. Do you have Facebook people stirred up already?
I'm just pulling that up right now because I'm always Angie Salazar.
Yeah, Colorado Angie.
In. Yeah, I've got some other people in there that for some reason my page won't show me.
Ah, well, we'll get to that in a minute or two. In the meantime, we're going to take a break here and thank Mr. Andrew J. Polk in the control room for doing whatever you're doing in there. In the meantime, let's take a break. What do you think? We can take a call.
Yeah, I was just going to say, give us a call. We haven't talked to you in a while. Call us at 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
If you're a local business owner, you know how important it is to be here for your customers. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson runs a small business in El Paso, too. And Ralph Dickerson's here to help you protect your small business. Give him a call, 915-581-0000. Or come by his office, located at 497 North Wrestler, Suite A, right at the corner of Wrestler and Orizaba. Stop in today. Call 581-0000 for State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Have you been putting off life insurance for a while? With the long application process, medical exams, and blood tests, it's no wonder you put it off. It can seem so confusing, expensive, and time-consuming. But Ethos is a new way to buy life insurance. Ethos is built with you in mind. Instead of a medical exam, you only have to answer a few health questions. Our application is 100% online and can be done in about 10 minutes. You might even get same-day coverage. At Ethos, we match you with the right policy and the right price from top-rated carriers, with no medical exams and no blood tests. Now you can spend less time sorting through confusing paperwork and more time with the loved ones you want to protect. Go to ethoslife.com today to apply in minutes. That's ethoslife.com. Ethos Technologies, Inc. operates in some states as Ethos Life Insurance Services. Not available in all states. Prescription products require completion of an online consultation with an independent healthcare provider and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. See website for more details and safety information.
Should Viagra really cost $90 per pill? We don't think so. RexMD has FDA-approved generic Viagra medication of that little blue pill starting at just $2. Why pay huge pharmacy prices when you can get the same results for a fraction of the cost? Give your bank account a break. Just fill out a brief survey, and if appropriate, you'll get a starter pack prescription of industry-leading generic Viagra medication. Just call 800-426-9561. We've helped over 100,000 men with their sex lives and with getting prescription medications direct. Your consultation is free, there's no doctor office visits, and your shipping is always free. Get your starter pack now. Call 800-426-9561. That's 800-426-9561. Again, 800-426-9561.
News Radio 690, KTSM El Paso.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. and by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
We meet a crowd talking here about El Paso history. Go to EP History 690. That's our email, EP History 690 at gmail.com. Send us an email. I'll be looking at that thing shortly here. But we are the radio show on Facebook as well, and we have our weekly promos up there, no question. You'll see who's coming up. But there's also a YouTube channel. One of these days, we're going to get this. This show will stream live on YouTube at some point. Right now, we're on Facebook only, several pages. But we'll get to the, it's called El Paso History TV on YouTube. And right there, we've already got about 120 videos about El Paso history. 20 of them were Bernie Sargent reporting on El Paso history on ABC 7. We had a good time doing that. That's way a lot of work. But we had Bernie on camera all over town. And we also did all the missions and the Presidio Chapel. And by then, I had the drone working. So some of those things look pretty good. Anyway, that's El Paso History TV on YouTube. And we have the DVDs, the El Paso Gold Series is on there. There's a dozen of those. So check that out, youtube.com, El Paso History TV.
Celebration of Our Mountains has some great walking tours this July. July 10th at 7:30 p.m., Who's Running Around the Desert at Night? With Dr. Paul Hyder, and he will. You can go out there and find out what kind of desert organisms avoid typically high, frequently lethal daytime temperatures by adapting to a nocturnal way of life. It's an easy field trip walk, but make sure you wear some sturdy hiking shoes, flashlights, and such. Then July 14th, they have the Juarez Walking Tour with the Tom Lee Institute, and that's going to be a very interesting one. So give, Jim Tolbert a call for more information at 915-525-7364 or Google Celebration of Our Mountains because their website doesn't come out real well for me. And go to their website and check out all the tours and the things coming up in July as well as into the fall and winter.
Call him up and ask for Diego.
Diego.
Yeah, that's his middle name. Good old Diego. Anyway, the history of El Paso, to me, is fascinating. And by the way, this is the first time in a long time, and thank God it's on. I hear the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's blowing in here.
Whoa, thank you. Remember one summer? No, we don't want to talk about that.
It's like that commercial they have out there. It shows a woman getting blown across the room.
I'll take it, because remember the time the air conditioning didn't work for 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah, it was fun.
Oh, this was nuts. Anyway, history soup we had at that time. Erica Marin is our guest, and she is the ranking officer at the History Museum. Your title is curator. And what was the title before that? You had something else that you did.
I was the registrar beforehand.
What does that mean?
That means I'm the person in charge of collections and archiving.
Oh, so you went through the vault and you know what was in there?
Yes.
Oh, what's in there? What's good stuff you're going to bring out?
All kinds of good stuff, especially documents and photographs. Those are my favorite.
What about you got some future exhibits cooking up? You said a couple of these that we were looking at are on their way out, but you can go see them in July. What do you got thinking up coming in next?
Well, next we have a very exciting exhibition called Lucha Libre, Stories from the Ring, and that is actually a collaboration and a traveling exhibition from museums, and we're happy to feature it here.
Lucha Libre, you mean the guys with those skin-tight face masks? Have you ever put one of those on?
Yes, I have.
I would want to get out of it immediately. You?
They're uncomfortable, yes.
You ever wear one of those, Melissa?
No.
They look terrible.
I have worn other masks, but not that one.
That tight? No. Oh, my God. Yeah. And they go running around the ring for an hour doing that.
I was a friend we went out to dinner with the other night. He was talking about it. He and his dad, the big thing was for them in the old days was to walk across the bridge, the America's Bridge, and over to the ring, wrestling ring in Juarez, and talked about that. He said, it was wonderful. They had such a good time. Those are great memories for him and his dad going to watch the wrestling matches.
So you're gonna handle all of that in the exhibit?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Did you ever go see one of those?
Yes, I have seen a few Lucha Libre fights.
God.
They're fun.
They look dangerous.
They're absolutely ridiculous and beautiful and fun.
It's entertainment.
It is.
Okay, so there's really an exhibit coming to the El Paso Museum of History right there, and Erica Marin is the curator. Are you now kind of like the one deciding with the group, I guess, but you're the head decider at the moment for what goes in there?
Well, some of these things were already set.
Yeah.
To go, it had been discussed and approved. So far, our exhibition schedule through 2022 is decided, and I suppose we made those decisions together as a team and with leadership as well.
Okay, well, the next one we're going to talk about, I've got to take a break first. The next one we talk about is tracks.
Yes.
And we're not talking about bunny tracks, are we? No. We know what we're talking about. Anyway, thank you to Andrew J. Polk in the control room. He's the guy Monday through Friday. Talk El Paso. He takes them all on, 4 to 5 p.m., and he has a bell. And on Saturday mornings, he runs a radio show in the control room, and we don't take on all calls because we don't care what else happens. It's only history we want to know about. So there. The phone number is out there. Take it if not. And you got some more Facebook things going on, no?
Yeah, I'm moving around the Facebook page. I'm not right in our section now. I'm trying to post our live.
Okay. Do what you can
pages,
here.
Yeah.
You do that. We'll be back in just a moment.
Many retired El Paso area homeowners don't know where to begin when it comes to downsizing and selling their home. Patrick Tuttle and his Legacy Home team follow a proven process to help retired homeowners sell faster and for more money. Call Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850 today and get your home sold faster and for more money. That's Patrick Tuttle at 915-588-1850. Call him today.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $889. State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson is ready to help you combine home and auto and save here in El Paso. Call 915-581-0000 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on a 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
The Sentinel Group sponsors this paid advertisement for legal services and is responsible for legal services. Attention! Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-399-5446.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-399-5446. 800-399-5446. That's 800-399-5446.
iHeartRadio Earth is here with little tips for a healthier planet. Globally, about 1,000 plants we depend on for food and products need to be pollinated by animals, including coffee, melons, chocolate, almonds, and even tequila. Help stabilize the declining honeybee population by planting native plants that they rely on for food, habitat, and nesting. Brought to you by iHeartRadio Earth and the National Environmental Education Foundation. To find more tips for smarter, sustainable living, or to take action in your own community, go to iHeartRadio.com/earth.
Newt Gingrich here, and I'd like to invite you to listen to my podcast, Newt's World. Most people know me as the former Speaker of the House, but I'm also a historian with a wide range of interests. I enjoy talking with experts in their field and the most interesting people across a variety of subjects. I release 4 episodes of Newt's World every week with an effort to excite the imagination of our audience, and hopefully you'll learn something new each time you listen. Listen and subscribe for free to Newt's World on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
El Paso's News Radio, 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
I want a phone number like Ralph. I'm going to ask him how he got that. Anyway, doing things here on the History Show, just to mention that there's somebody who's always doing history in one part of the county, and that would be Santa Lazario. The Santa Lazario Historic District, they're active all the time. CulturalHeritageSociety.com. Go there. That's Alborigo's new page. and he can explain to you what's coming up. You know, he's got international conferences coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He's got stuff.
He's busy.
He's doing stuff in Mexico and promoting the border and all this history here in the Camino Real. It's great. What do you got?
Well, I want to talk about a little bit about Pepe's Mexican restaurant. Of course, we're all going there for lunch today after the show, and we hope everybody will join us paying their own lunch tab. And Pepe's Mexican restaurant and cantina is home of the one and only margarita, and they're going to be open today, but tomorrow they will be closed for vacation starting July 4th, and they'll reopen July 13th. So get a box or two of enchiladas to go so you can put them in the freezer and have the food while they're gone.
I made that up.
Yeah, I know. I like that one. And to hold, hold you over until they return, Pepe's is located at 6761 Donovan Drive in Canutillo, and their phone number is 877-2152.
Now, that's a great place, you know?
Yeah, we go there almost every Saturday, and everybody gathers there, and we talk history and have a lot of fun.
And anybody can show up with us. We got a table with our name on it.
We'll make a bigger table.
Yeah, we'll add another table to it. In fact, we've had all kinds of people we've met just because they're radio listeners, and they've showed up and become regulars.
Yeah, and they share their history and their stuff. It's great.
Oh, yeah, and we're real people. We can prove that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you need a good... Now you go. Yeah.
I got more to say.
Shut up. No. You need a good company to manage your rental properties? Then you need to contact our friends at Monterey Asset Management. They have a website at m1ep.com, or you can call them at 915-592-4549. And if you're looking to sell, buy, or rent a home, then contact Patrick Tuttle at Legacy Real Estate Services. Patrick is one of the top producing realtors in the area for the area. Give Pat a call at 915-588-1850. And of course, we have to talk about our newest sponsor, who is State Farm agent Ralph Dickerson. He's like a good neighbor, but with a better phone number, 915-581-0000.
I want to know where he got that.
Yeah.
He had to kidnap an employee. No, I don't know what he did. Anyway, we got Erica Marin here. We're talking history of the El Paso Museum of History, and it is a fabulous place, and it can become even more fabulouser. I know that's not a word. But, yeah, but, I mean, it's getting better because we have people now who grew up in here. And I think that makes a huge difference on how you perceive El Paso and who we are. And you've been here long enough, you grew up here.
Yeah, well, I think the thing is she can tell the story. And she and her staff can tell the story. And they can go through the curation. I always think about being a curator and all the stuff. I know you've got. So I've been in the back rooms and some of the storage. It's like, okay, what are we pulling off the shelves this week? It's amazing, the things you have.
We do have several treasures in our collections that we can't wait to unveil as, upcoming in the next couple of years. In fact, Tracks Across the Desert, one of our exhibitions that is currently up, unveiled some of those treasures from El Paso Railroad and Regional Railroad history. So we have several artifacts that are, I would say that 99% of the exhibition is from our collections.
That's right. Now, if somebody wants, I have a friend who has been talking, well, was talking to Vladimir before he left about his Day of the Dead exhibit. His wife was a collector of, oh my God, I did the inventory on it, amazing amount of Day of the Dead items from the interior and from other parts of the world where they celebrate Day of the Dead. And if he wanted to exhibit that there on a loan basis, or how do you handle that?
How do I handle if someone wants to loan something for an exhibition?
Or donate. Loan or donate.
Donate. Well, it's a process. So just like donations, if we want to look at something as a candidate for becoming part of our collections, we do take it to the committee and we present it and we give our reasons why, and then they'll either come back and say, hey, this is a great fit, or you know what, let's keep looking. And as far as loans from individuals for a particular exhibition, it would have to make sense what's the exhibition that's happening at the moment, if that loan made sense for that particular exhibition.
Well, for example, the lowriders are not in storage in your back lot.
Oh, no.
No.
Those are on loan to you.
That is 100% loan.
That's what I mean.
From
the
community.
It comes and goes. You got a bunch of stuff in the archive, but those things won't fit even in the door.
No.
Barely. I mean, how'd you get them in there?
Very carefully.
Oh, you had to come in that back door and turn? Because you have a loading duct that makes no sense, but that's a different question. But you have to bring them in the loading duct, turn, and then they can come in the main room.
Yes, so what happened there is we had to ask for the smaller lowriders.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the ones that really fit are cars from the 1940s, 1950s.
Well, you want to go to that now and come back to tracks?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to lowriders, Andrew, because the lowriders is a kick. I mean, you know what that is if you live in El Paso for very long.
Or Los Angeles, where I grew up.
L.A., yeah.
Yeah, but we had the racers and the lowriders.
We had, these are cars, folks, and they take the shocks out or whatever they do. And some of the ones, have you ever been in one when the hydraulics go off and the front jumps up?
I've never been in one. I've seen it hop.
That's crazy.
But I've never
hydraulic
been in one.
Fluid all over the freeway. I mean, my God. We did a movie there with Paul Rodriguez. What was that, 10 years ago? No, that's 20 years ago now.
Yeah.
And he showed up, and he called all the lowriders still in El Paso together. And I was doing something for the movie, so I ended up watching all this. I mean, those guys showed up by the hundreds. And coming down I-10, they had to have a tow truck follow, because sure enough, several of them didn't make it. And the cops couldn't really block a federal highway, but watch this. And so they all had a very interesting entrance at once. Something happened where they just got
that
on a
must have been a nice parade.
Oh, my God. It was a hoot. So the lowriders is a big deal in El Paso.
It is. And for that reason, we felt it important to highlight as part of our history here at the El Paso Museum of History. These are stories about our culture, about who we are as a community. And that's one facet of it. And so it was important to share that.
There's a motorcycle in there.
There's a motorcycle in there, yes.
Bicycles?
Bicycles, pedal cars, and, of course, the larger vehicles.
And a zoot suit.
A zoot suit.
Where'd you get that?
Part of it.
Who owned that one?
That is a loan from Jessica Flores Pachuquita, Precious Flores, and she loaned us one of her zoot suits. She is a zoot suiter at Pachuca.
Well, does she go out and do that all the time?
She does.
What can we see her for? Bring her down to the museum for an exhibit one day.
Tell
us when you're doing it.
On the 25th of July, on Sunday, 12 to 6, come on out and you will see the Pachucos and you will see cars.
Remind me and we'll put it on the radio the day before and talk all about it. Melissa, you've seen these things up close.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In Los Angeles, where I grew up, South Los Angeles, yeah, we kids in my neighborhood, there were lowriders. We had a mixture of everybody.
Did they do the same thing they do in El Paso? Erica Marin has got them in this exhibit.
They weren't as fancy. I mean, they were lowriders. They could bounce a little bit, but nothing. They didn't have the technology or the lighting or the paints that they have now.
But the stuff around it, I mean, those lowriders don't just show up with cars. They got little cars.
Mm-hmm.
They got push cars that are just tricked out. You can't believe it. I've been to a couple of those. What is this? And there's a whole parade of little stuff and bicycles. Uh-huh. And this guy parking his bicycle on a mirror. Well, he's got stuff that you got to see
from underneath.
Up underneath the bicycle.
Yes.
Oh, it's amazing.
The chrome work and detail is amazing. A lot of love and investment goes into these objects.
What else you want to say about them? Because we could, and Andrew, if we run all the slides yet, let's make sure we see those. So we went through them. But it's an amazing display. I walked down and I said, look at that. I knew you had it, but I hadn't seen it until I'd seen it, saw it in person.
Well, I'd like to give a shout out to Mando Espinosa and EPT Cruising, and I would also like to give a shout out to Slow and Low Car Club for all their help.
And those guys are organized, I hope.
They are very organized. That is the beauty about the low riding community. Some of the things that you will discover through this exhibition is that the car clubs are actually very active in beneficence, in helping one another out, in fundraising, especially for different causes, whether it's for the American Cancer Society or if someone in the community gets sick, there's always some sort of fundraiser happening. It's beautiful.
Now, they used to do this a whole lot under the spaghetti bowl, but that's all a construction site it looks
yeah,
like now to
rough
me.
Rough to do it now.
So where do they go to hang out these days besides your museum?
I hear Album Park is a nice spot. Yes.
And they do some other sites. I've seen them in the Upper Valley. They've gone to some of the areas and parked in parking lots like the Riviera Restaurant. And they meet with other car clubs as they do combined. So it's really fascinating. I think it's great. People see it, they're just like totally blown away.
Did you see what Angie Salazar said about the museum?
No.
Angie's an old high school buddy of mine. I haven't seen her in a while, but she's on Facebook. She showed up last week. And you know she missed us at Pepe's by an hour.
She was with her family.
She had to come back and deal with us now because anyway, our class is bizarre. But the thing was, they went to the museum and they have a My daughter-in-law and granddaughter went to the museum last week and sent us pics. They thoroughly enjoyed the exhibits. And it's a fascinating place. And she's an expatriate. I mean, she lives in Colorado. But the fact is that people come back. You should go to the History Museum. Check it out because you see what you've maybe been missing. And also, you'll see something you were never taught in school.
Yes, absolutely. Sad to say, but growing up in the 80s and going to elementary school here, we were taught, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, dates, and
Houston, Battle of San Jacinto, done.
Yes, and that's it.
I did that, and I left town thinking, it looks like there's something happening. I showed up when I was 45 years old, coming back to El Paso. That's when I figured out what the Mission Trail was. I mean, that's how crazy this is. We should teach our children the history. In fact, if you want to, and if you fit, we'll have to find somebody with money. They're out there. They're on the other side of this microphone.
There's some nice lottery tickets going on.
Well, that's true.
There.
Get a lottery. Here's what I would do. I would make it free, paid for by us, whoever us is. I haven't met all of us yet. Anyway, whoever we are, pay for seminars in middle schools because I think they could get it. The fourth graders and the seventh graders is basically when history is taught, local and regional, and figure out anybody who really wants to do so, come to a separate project, maybe extracurricular, but then fund it and make it occur. So if you guys cook up the content, we'll cook up the publicity. And so we have to find somebody else cook up the money. And then let's go into the schools and tell them what to do, and then you can draw them into the museum as well. But you would end up with thousands of ambassadors of El Paso history who could go forth on the world and explain who we are intelligently. I had no idea. I wore cowboy boots in Washington because my ankles were cold. They said, you must be from Texas. But that's not what you think.
That's the reason.
I don't have a horse, you know.
Well, let me ask you, are you going to start having or have been having groups come back into the museum now that you're open again, or school groups like summer camps and such? We get them at Keystone Heritage Park. We're doing one next week for the YMCA.
So little by little, currently most of our educational programming is done online virtually. So we offer for our workshops prepackaged kits, and we ask for sign-ups like a week in advance, and then we do hand out our hands-on activities and that sort of thing. And or if we have a lecture, it's going to be virtual. But that's hopefully we can move on to a phase where we're more open in the next few months.
Well, you remember back on Thursday nights, you had somebody in there every Thursday night with a lecture at 6 o'clock. All the museums are open late on Thursdays back in the day. Are you going to get back into that stuff?
We'll see what happens. We would like to definitely host lectures in the evening at some point, and also do a little more Saturday workshops, that sort of thing. Good. Saturdays are a very good day for us.
Oh, yeah, they're excellent. Just be sure you're tuning into the History Show at 10 a.m. So other than that, we'll help you promote it. Meet Erica Moran is here, curator of the History Museum in El Paso. We're going to take a break. Who else is on there besides Angie? Linda Hart Goggin is on there.
Yeah, Linda Hart Goggin is on. I've been posting on other pages, so that's why I'm trying to get back there now. Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah, Linda's on there. I think we have Woody.
Put it on the task testing. That's what Linda said. That would do it.
Put it on the what?
The TASS test. Where you have
task test.
Take the test in El Paso history. Ooh.
I think they should give them that flexibility to do that. It's a state test, but I think they should give them some kind of flexibility. They could have their local history.
You did
what,
that.
Way?
You grew up with California,
yeah,
right?
They crammed it into every year we had a history.
So. Oh, we need that because El Paso has better history than California. I don't care what they did. Oh, come on.
I'm
earlier.
A native. Leave me alone.
I'm going to leave you alone because we had the first Camino Real and you didn't. So there.
We had the first Disneyland. Okay.
We had Pancho Villa. Hey. We had the real stuff. You had plastic.
Hey.
Enough of this argument. Let's take a break. Call us up if you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Monterey Asset Management is proud to sponsor the El Paso History Show. If you're tired of the ups and downs of the stock market, maybe you should invest in real estate. Monterey Asset manages apartments in El Paso. Investors buy, hold, and sell property. See the new website, m1ep.com. m1ep.com. To learn more about the many benefits and long-term appreciation of investing in real estate, call Certified Property Manager Ray Baca, 915-592-4549, 592-4549.
Join Brian Birds of the Brian Birds Home Selling Team every Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. for real estate tips with Brian. The best in El Paso when it comes to selling. Brian is an expert in real estate. Listen every Sunday from 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. on KTSM AM 690 for tips on buying or selling your home. Info on what's going on in the market today and much, much more. Real estate tips with Brian every Sunday morning at 7:30 on KTSM AM 690.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Coming to TNT, it's Capital One's The Match. Phil and Brady return to take on Aaron Rodgers and Bryson DeChambeau, all from Big Sky, Montana. Capital One's The Match, Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on TNT.
Millions of Americans are struggling to afford food for their children during the pandemic. If you need help, simply text the word FOOD to 877-877 to find free meals for your kids. No questions asked, just healthy food for kids who need it. Right in your community. Meals are provided by local schools, government agencies, and community groups. To find free meals near you, text the word FOOD to 877-877. This service is made possible by No Kid Hungry.
News Radio 690 KTSM. Always just minutes away from the latest news around town and around the world.
It's important to know what's going on, especially around the world.
News Radio 690 KTSM.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Talking El Paso History Museum today with the curator, Erica Marine.
Marine.
Okay, you say it. And I'll just call on you. Anyway, let you know the McGoffin Home is up and running, and get a hold of them. They may be doing all kinds of tours, but you'll have to call them up and find out. 533-5147. That is a place not to miss. If you don't know El Paso history, that's because you don't know the McGoffin Home. Go down there and check it out. That's a fabulous place of El Paso history.
Yeah.
The house itself, the people live there. What do you got?
Well, we got to talk about Mission Del Rey Southwest on Lee Trevino. They're open today, and call them if you need directions to get there at 915-440-2140, or go to missiondelrey.com if you're not in the area. This summer, Mission Del Rey is offering El Pasoans and their visitors something special for the whole family with exclusive 20% off El Paso History Show discounts. Kids, they can have fun getting their pictures taken at the old El Paso Picture Town Jail, while adults love finding great deals on hundreds of new home decor, souvenirs, and unique gift items for the folks back home. And there's cool water and treats for traveling pets. Visit Mission Del Rey today and mention the El Paso History Radio Show for your 20% discount.
Yeah, hey, go there, do that. We're almost out of time on this hour, but let's take a look at the tracks exhibit. We have like six exhibits that you ask you to throw pictures at us. You gave us six exhibits currently in place.
Tracks.
Explain tracks.
Okay, so Tracks Across the Desert is more than 100 years of railroad in El Paso. We offer 99% of our own private collections there at the museum to showcase there. in the exhibition related directly to railroad history. Additionally, what we really like to showcase there is kind of more of a thematic take on railroads. So we talk about the land grants, that's one theme, peace and progress excursion, which was an excursion spearheaded by the El Paso Chamber of Commerce in 1920 when they took a really long trip from El Paso to Mexico City. And so that's kind of a really interesting history. We found these amazing albums with this whole excursion, and that was something really fun to uncover in our archives, and we show it there, as well as we talk about the Chinese contribution and tools of the trade and unionization, because as you can imagine, El Paso was very much and still is in many ways a union city.
Union city, what do you mean?
In other words, unionization, people still belong to different brotherhoods, and especially with railroads.
The train unions that were big, yeah.
Yes, they were huge. And so we have a lot of evidence and a lot of documents and posters and ephemera related to unions here.
And yeah, another reason this was huge, because this was kind of a midway point for a lot of people, even though they could sleep and eat and everything else on the train. Well, if they wanted to get off and get a hot meal at the Harvey House and a hotel for a night or two, this was a midpoint for the stagecoaches to begin with. Trains picked it up the same way.
Correct.
It's that kind of thing, right?
Yes, it was a hub.
Oh, that's very interesting. All right, Erica Marin's in with us. We're going to take a break here and do the news here at some point. How close are we to the news, Andrew? You're real close, because he's in there getting nervous. I'm going to over-talk the news. But anyway, you got more people to talk about real quick, Melissa?
No. I am bouncing around the Facebook page, and I always get off ours when you ask me. So
Cindy Medina's looking at us. Look out.
Yes.
She's formidable. You know that. Anyway, back in after the news, and we've got several more exhibits to do with Erica Marine. See you then.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita, and by Patrick Tuttle Legacy Real Estate Services, 915-585-7777. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by State Farm Agent Ralph Dickerson, 581-0000. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso.